Good morning. Yeah, we will get ready with the landscaping as soon as the ground de-thaws. And I want to know if that's going to happen for a while, but be exciting to be a part of that. If you'd like to be a part of that, please sign up and we'll get that going. A few months ago, I'm guessing about November, I met a brother at our church. His name is Joseph Jafari. He actually lives in California, but he's in El Paso for about 6 months doing training with the military. And he found his way to our fellowship, and just getting to know him, he said, "I've got to tell you my testimony sometime." And so we took him out to breakfast a few weeks back, and he shared his testimony with us. He is a man from Iran who found Jesus Christ here in the States. And so I said, I want the congregation to hear this testimony. So why don't you welcome Joseph Jafari.
Thanks so much, brothers and sisters. This is such an honor and such a privilege to be here today at Calvary Chapel. This church is amazing for me because when I come to here, I just see how much this church looks like a family church. All people, young, different ages, come in here, have an amazing worship team, and people very welcoming. And also I want to know, I really admire and respect your pastor. He's phenomenal. He loves God. He loves God. He loves people. And I'm really inspired. I receive inspiration from his message. He's an amazing pastor and preacher and amazing leadership. Please give a big hand to your leadership and to your pastor also. Thank you for today. Let me to be here and to speak about what God has did in my life. I born in Tehran, Iran, capital of Iran. Right now, you know what's going on with Ahmadinejad and nuclear and everything's going on. And all the things going on right now in the Middle East. And all the Middle East, they are looking to change their government, but they don't know they need to change their heart to come to know Christ. And I was one of them. And nobody told me about Christ. I raised in family, Muslim family. When you're born in Muslim family, nobody gives you any chance. The first day you're born, your father in your ears speaks some Arabic words. It means you are Muslim. That's it. There is no chance for you. And there is no teaching over there. Nobody knows about gospel. Like in the Romans 10:14 says, if there is nobody, no witness, no testimony, nobody teach, nobody say about the faith, how can I receive faith? Because faith, how you receive? Through the word of God, to hearing word of God, hearing the gospel. And I was one of them. I know there is a God, but I don't know who's that God. The God I know in the Muslim world, it was the God, if you do wrong things, he's going to punish you very bad. Be careful. And I do my those Islam rule and Sharia, and I didn't know who is God. Especially for those Middle Eastern, some of us, like for instance, Persians, speak Farsi, their own language. Their real language is not Arabic. And they're reading Quran without knowing meaning. They pray to the God, they don't know which God, maybe they called Allah, but also they don't know who praying and what they praying. Look like something you're saying dictated to you and you rememorized and you're telling without knowing the meaning. How you feel? There is no relation. Religious is that, that's dry. And I came from that world to U.S., and it's such a blessing country, such an amazing country. And I hope you guys You know this, how much you have privilege in here. You pray for your country, and this is my country too. And also, bless your country. Because people of America doesn't know what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on in the rule of religion is different. And Christianity, the highest, not as a highest as they say, pride, because of the highest in love, teaching me Christ to be like Him. And I came to America, I lived the same life I have before. I go to the bar, those stuff doesn't matter. For Muslim is, they don't know God. Just they know something, they have a zeal for God, who they told them, this is your God and you need to follow Him, and that all the things right now going on because they don't have any relationship with God. And they don't know, they think that God is, that's very confusing for them. Until one day, I had a roommate who is not believer also. He's not Christian. His friend took him to the Iranian Christian Church. I was living in San Jose at that time, San Jose, California. Iranian Christian Church. He went and he came back to me and told me, I saw very nice people, very respectful people, and amazing, I never see those kind of people. And he told me just one thing is weird over there. I said, what's the weird? He said, they call Jesus God. What? Because for me, as in the Quran says, Jesus is prophet. And one of the five prophets is the most high prophet. And Muhammad is the toppest. And everybody need to follow Muhammad. And that's the reason the rule of Islam is this. Everybody need to become Muslim. And they want to conquer all the world to become Muslim. Without understanding why. And I know he was healing. In the Quran says. And also, he born from Virgin Mary. But he doesn't talk about why he came here. And they don't talk about cross at all. And that's an important part of the Christianity. If you don't know why Jesus came to the world and why he went to the cross, you don't understand. I came to the church that he brought me. I just said, I want to go see these crazy people. I want to know how they can worship the human. How can be crazy people like that? And I came and I myself became crazy. Thank you. I came and I see they worship in Farsi, my language. I never pray and worship God in my language. Wow, amazing. With music. In Islam, it's forbidden to worship God with music. You have to cry or you have to put in your hand in your head and just something like different. Just grave. Just grieve. And just touch me all the things. The people pray in the loud in Farsi, and I'm hearing, and I didn't know Holy Spirit that time. And the worship and the presence of the Holy Spirit that time, it made me cry. So for the first time I came to church, and I saw people, they love not just me, they respect each other. Because in Iranian congregation, when you go someplace, they will be fight, finally. You will see some congregation together, they will be fine. And I saw the first time, wow, they're not just loving me, they respect each other. And that's very interesting for me to see this group. And I hearing the preaching, the pastor, everything new for me. Everything. And my heart is blew up. I cried and I didn't accept Christ that time. I didn't know that. I didn't understand Christ. You are the first time you come in church and you don't have. Here, you guys, maybe people not Christian, but they raised in Christian family and they have a right base sometimes, most of the time. In over there, Middle East, there is no base. Everybody raised in the bushes. Everybody raised in the not knowing God. And that's for me first time. I see and I hearing, and my heart is like blowing up. After service, the servant, one of the servants, he came to me and also pastor. And they give me New Testament. I just said, read it from John, Gospel of John. And I took it and I went to home. I afraid to be Christian. Because in Islam says, don't go to the church. Don't be anything. Everything needs to be followed because Muhammad is last. And I started reading. I read one time all the New Testament in less than a week. And the servant came, asked, called me. He took me next day, actually, breakfast. And he sit and go through about how we are all sinners, this. I explain everything about that and why we need Christ. And I said, I'm not a sinner. Because in my mind, my view is different than the Christianity view that time. The view of Islam, when you say sin, it means somebody killing somebody or like doing big sin. There is over there little sin and big sin. And also some of the sin is they are not sin. If you lie little, it's okay, no problem. That's not sin. You know, that's kind of stuff. And because they don't have Holy Spirit to convict them and to tell them, hey, don't do that. They don't have a law of God in Holy Spirit in their heart to teach them, to protect them. They have just something, yes, they have kind of hand of God in their life because God created us like Him. And I told that servant after 1 week, I said, I finished it. And he said, what is it about? I said, it's talking about some healing, about the disciples, stuff, something like that. He said, okay, I want you to read one more time. But this time, before you reading, pray. And ask for who are you, Jesus? And ask for the Holy Spirit come, reveal me. And this time I pray. I want to give you something. I want to tell you something. The pray is the most deepest things could touch one Muslim heart. Because we never have this kind of prayer. We have just something everything fake. You're just repeating something. Doesn't make sense for you. Not going to change you. That's a religion. But the Holy Spirit is the one change you. Holy Spirit is the one talk to you and shake you and wants you, and you want Him more. And when the people prayed with me in the Farsi, I was crying. I feel touched. I feel different. I feel warm. I feel like, wow, amazing. And I started reading and praying. And God revealed Himself to me. And I called my servant, that servant of church, and I said, I want to receive Him. I want to have a faith. I prayed behind the phone and I received Christ. After I received the Christ, I love prayer. I love prayer. All the time I go work, I pray. All the time I didn't have car that time, I go bus this way, that way, work. I take my Bible and read in the bus. I have a tape player and put in my headset and walking. It was rain coming, and I was touched to the one pastor preaching, and I start crying out to God in the street. And talking, Lord, God, thank you for saving me. I love you. I didn't know you. And I become in love with Him. And Jesus came to my dream. The one of the things in the book of Acts chapter 2 says, in the end of the world, the Holy Spirit is going to pour down. And everybody is going to see young, old, son, daughter, servant, doesn't matter. Everybody will see dreams. And Middle Eastern, most of 25% of Middle Eastern, they receive Christ just because they receive their dreams. Because Jesus come into their life. That way. And I saw dream many dreams about Jesus. The first dream I saw, I am in the field, big green field, and there's a river, and there's a big rock, and I'm standing here, and in my left side, it was Jesus. And he see my face, some like little ants or different animals, and he cleaned it. He cleaned my hand. It was like kind of different kind of animals in my hand. He cleaned it. He take one big worm is from my feet and dropped it another side of the river. And I see one big worm, like big size, in my hand. And I, like, in dream, I just take it like this and drop it. And that worm is blew up. And Jesus told me, this all dirty stuff is went out from you and you are clean. Two times said, you are clean. And I was more in love with Christ because I see him right now. Again, he come into my dream. One day just I pray, say, Lord, I miss you. I want to see you more. And he came that night to my dream. And he looked at me and he smiled. And he started to praying in our church. They announced that we have 24 hours praying for 1 month. 24 hours. And everybody wants to take some part. And I took it half an hour from 4 to 4:30 in the morning. And I prayed in the 10 days of praying, in the 10 days of that, I about 10 minutes I praying, I saw I hearing something. That's my first time in my life I hearing something. I felt I'm crazy. Maybe I didn't hear. I start to pray and I say I hear it again. I like freezed. And he's speaking to my ears like the same tone. And I just hearing. He's telling stuff, hearing. It was middle of night. I went under the blanket. Just scared. Because this is for first time. In the Quran, never says God speaks to human. In the Quran says just God speaks to the angels, and angels can speak to God, to human. That's it. But in the Christianity, it's the Holy Spirit talking to you. And in the morning, he told me a lot of things. In the morning, I went to my pastor and said, this has happened to me. And somebody talked to me. I don't know what is that. And he said, that's his stuff. He opened the Bible and told me, that's true, and this is the Holy Spirit talking to you. Listen to him. Ask him to talk to you. I heard the Holy Spirit like I'm talking to you loud. Because he's talking to people different way. And he approached people different way. My testimony more different than your testimony. Everybody has their own testimony. I was very, very hungry about God. I go to church. I go to all the Bible study. I go to all the classes. I have that time little car. I give the right people who's Persian, who doesn't know church. Old lady, old man, doesn't matter, young, any age. I go take them, bring them to church every week. I try bring somebody with me and somebody to hear about gospel. And God give me bigger car, van. And again, I give the right people. Still today, some of them, the old lady, like received Christ, and because I brought back, nobody bringing him. And she loves to come to church. And she didn't know that. And some people like that, I brought to church and going visit the Persian stores. Blessed them. How are you? I'm telling them I am Christian. And with the one store who was having a hard time, they took the hospital and his heart has had a hard time. I went to hospital and taking my pastor with me and we went to pray for him and he become good. He was the guy came to the day I been baptized, he came and brought the big flower for me. I try to approach everybody who doesn't know Christ because I didn't know that. And those times there was no satellite or something like that in Iran. I came here more than 13 years ago. And about seven years ago, the God opened the door to the Middle East. And through the different organization, they help to reach the gospel to Middle East. I serve any kind of thing in the church. I do worship, play guitar, I do lead the cell group, I take the camera, I'm taking camera. I do everything possible I do. I did. I become the head of the cell group and I go from San Jose to San Francisco to meet them, to come back, go, come back. And later on, I became as an assistant pastor. They sent me to Sacramento, new church planting over there. I was finished all the classes, everything in the church. And I talked to my pastor. I said, I want to get educated. I want to know theology of Christ. I want to know about Christianity very more. And I got 2 years training to make that a servant, to make you ready to go serve any place you want, God wants you. And I go through all of that in Persian language, in Farsi, because it's very important. Most of the Persian, or doesn't matter, the Middle Eastern come here. They don't know everything. They can't understand everything. But little by little, they learn. If they come to church, they are going to understand. But the Holy Spirit in the church doesn't need to understand it because he's going to talk to them. I've been crazy for God. And I pray for my future. God, I want to serve you. I want to be pastor. I want you to send me Iran anytime you want. And I prayed for my future. And I prayed for my future wife. God is going to give it to me. Because in the Bible, Proverbs 19:14, it says, wisely wife come through the Lord. Come from God. And I believe that. And I applied that. In the Iranian Christian Church in Sacramento, the place it was, the church planting, I visit, I met my wife. She was a missionary in the Sunrise Church. It's a kind of background Baptist church. And her parents, that's my wife, her parents, they've been pastor, music pastor, and they've been all musicians. They're educated for that and serving God. And the missionary pastor in their church asked her, would you mind to come play in Iranian Christian Church? They're looking for a pianist. And she told me I wanna tell no, because in the morning, coming to help her dad and also to be in service all the day in the morning to until lunch, and that service started after lunch on till like 3, 4. She said, I want to say no, but came yes. And she came. And later on, in the meeting, in the leadership meeting, they asked, okay, we have that church planting. They need help. I've been in San Jose at that time. And they told me, they asked, anybody here just could go monthly one time to visit them from San Jose to Sacramento and encourage them with any way? And I just said, yes. And many people, just some people said yes, but I was the only one I went go over there. And I went and I come back every month one time. I go to worship with them. I go to pray with the congregation. I go to encourage them. Sometimes I preach them. So anything once, I do that. And until the pastor of that church, who was my dear friend, he asked me one time, we talked together, do you have anybody in your life you want to marry for future? I said, I'm still about 2 years, I'm praying. I'm waiting for God is bringing that person in my life. But I'm waiting. And he told me, I know somebody, I give you warranty and secure 100%. She's one of the wonderful person I know in my life. I said, who is she? And she said, our pianist. And I said, that, like you are talking about that American? And I said, do you know, because God asked me, what you want? Because one time God asked me, what you want? And I write it down, 15 items. Okay. This is I want. And I wait for that. I said, I want the first person to be strong faith, to help me, encourage me for future, to have a family of Christian, good family, to love Persians, to love to serve Persians, to love to go in Iran to serve Persians. And size, color, this is stuff. That's God ask you. Ask me. And this is a good chance for young singles to think about it and really do it. And you will see God give it to you. And when I took it to my pastor that time, I said, this is God ask me and I give it. And he said, oh, okay, I don't know. But God gave me the same. I didn't say be Persian. I said the who loves Persian. And the sisters in our church said to me, you need to marry the Persian because they can't cook Persian food and you can't feel any good or something like that. And I said, you know, if God give it to me, He's going to give me everything, more than anything I want. And God give me this wonderful gift from heaven to me, the angel. She learned my language. She cook Persian food and some food my mom never cooked and doesn't know how to cook. And she's playing music. She's a musician. She's play piano, guitar, singing, very good voice. And she became as a partner. I love music. And God gave me to somebody, like source of music. And we be together serving Ironic Christian Church. Music together. She play, she sing Farsi. Very good. And I told that those people, I said, you see, God gave me somebody better than I felt. I know. It is not about me. It is about God to give it to me. If God give it to me, it's awesome. If I choose, I need to go looking here every time in there, like some kind of shopping place. It is not bad, but I'm just saying, if God give it to me, everything is going to be balanced. And she's mature, raised in a family, been in the Middle Eastern, in going to as a missionary to India, to Egypt, to many places, and Mexico, many places. And her parents said, we know she is going to marry with different culture. We know God is going to bring somebody else for her. And God raised her and made her to accept me. And like, you know, different. I am here as in a military as an instructor and teaching the language, and I'm teaching language. I know 4 or 5 languages. And I'm teaching the American here. For our troops, we want to go to Afghanistan or Iraq, Middle East, doesn't matter, any place. And I'm teaching them the culture and also language, especially for culture, because the language is telling them, you're not going to be with this training, you're not going to be language, okay? You're not going to translate everything like that. But you need to know, some become familiar with everything about culture and stuff like that. And I have with the different culture, I came to American culture, it is not easy. You need to learn everything. And me and my wife, we stay for engagement for 1 year and 1 month. And to go through all the counseling, all the things to know about each other. And after that, we marry. And it is amazing. And I married and become an assistant pastor and become worship leader, become youth pastor. And after that, I moved to Bay Area. I became as an administrator pastor. And well, our church has changed from small church to the very big church God provide for us, for Iranian Christian Church. And we have a studio over there. And I preach from a studio every week one time or maybe two times the gospel live to Iran. And I play guitar, worship, everything, and I also preach or teach or something. And also in the Skype, I did we choose the people as the leaders, and I train them. We have a church service through the Skype. We play worship. We do worship together, playing guitar for them, praising God, and after that, preaching and teaching stuff. I do the satellite through the Skype also, and people come to Christ. About 7-8 years ago until today, more than a million Iranian came to Christ. More than a million. Because of God provides satellite. Those times I was, there is no satellite and there is nobody tell me gospel. But right now God is doing amazing things among the Iranians and Persians. And one of the most countries receiving right now Christ. And all those young you have, about 2-3 months ago, a lot of things going on over there, fighting, and they want freedom. More than 75% of Iranian is under 30 years old. And they are all young generation, and they see everything here. They want freedom. And right now, all the Middle Eastern is going on. I just said, they don't know about Christ, but they need Christ to become free. This is amazing. When I come to this church, I just said, I went many churches different before American, and when I came here, guys, you touch me really. This is very good model church for me. And I'm very, very proud of you. And I become after that, after being Sunnyvale, San Jose, moved to Fresno, become a pastor, senior pastor of Iranian Christian Church, as a church planting. I moved to Fresno with my family. And my family, we have right now two daughters, Sammy and Sadie, my daughters, and this picture is in Kauai. I've been 18 months in Afghanistan. I went with the troops, the army, and I've been like 2 years away from my family. And I just came and I said, we need to go in the little heaven. We need to go to Kauai. I took them to Kauai and we have some little family time. And again, I came here for 6 months and Lord's willing, in 20 days, I am finishing my time and I'm going back home. And I want to be with my family. That's amazing. I've been pastor in Iranian Christian Church. And the church I was served, it was like little, like about 20, 25 people. And the mother church supported me those times. After about 3 years, they can't support me, and the church was small because the congregation is not like American congregation come. That's for Persian church. If the American come, we have headset. And after 3 years, one night at 3 o'clock in the morning, God make me woke up, and I woke up in the peace, and just God spoke to me, told me, I am doing something in your life. Don't be scared. Don't have a fear. I am doing something in your life. And I just made my wife wake up. And I said, just God speak to me this. I don't know what is that. After 3 months, we have a meeting in my mother church in San Jose, Sunnyvale. And they told me, we can't support you anymore. And we give you 3 months and pray and see what God wants. And I start praying and fasting and cry out to God, what do you want, God? I do. This is not my church. This is your church. If you want to keep, that's yours. Who I am to keep the church, that's yours. And none of these people, they're going to become Muslim because they know Christ, they love Christ. And whatever you want, I'm just waiting for that. I pray for 3 months, me and my wife. And God opened the door to come in the army as a linguist. I came in the army, and I didn't have any clue at all in my life, and I didn't have any idea in my life to go army. And I went to Afghanistan. I opened my eyes. I see I'm in Afghanistan. After basic training and AIT stuff going on, and I start to go into chapel and hang out with the believers and be stay over there, try to reach out if anybody can come to know Christ. I become to know one captain from Afghan army, and he received Christ. 2 days before I come back here, I baptized him and I came back to America. And it is very hard over there because you are in the military and in the troops, and you need to be stay FOB. You can't go outside like that. But somehow, somewhere, because there is different people over there, and that captain could come to our camp. And I bring him to inside, and we go sit together. We have pizza and talk about Christ and pray together. I brought him some materials, Bible, different things for training in his language. And I prayed with him, and I said about what has happened in my life and what God can do in his life. And still, sometimes he called me from Afghanistan. And I'm very happy at least I could do little things for Christ over there. Because you don't know, when you see that something is going to happen, a lot of things in future. And God is amazing. And I still like praying for future. And today I'm here. I want to just tell you about it. 10 days ago, I went back home emergency leave. My wife and me, we expected the one baby in the way. And we just lost our baby. And it is very hard for me. But praise God, for He is in control. And He has a purpose. And we are happy. We already graduated one of our daughters to heaven. We are not worried for her. And please pray for my wife and for my future. Because after here, I am going to continue my education. I want to get my seminary. And in the God's timing, start the one church again. And until that time, my kids, I want to be close to my family and stay close to God and to raise my family with my wife and my daughters to know Him, and we all become servant, and that's very stronger family for Him. Thank you very much for letting me this time. I share what God in my life, and I know God have purpose in this church. Everything God here, my dear brother, Pastor Terry, teaching here, this is amazing. 1 week he just preached about a month ago. He preached something and he said about Ishmael and the Muslim world, and we need to pray for him. Do you know they need to know Christ? And I sit it here, and I didn't want to distract, but I want to jump and say, I am the one. Yes, I'm the one. I receive Christ, and I become in love Christ. Hallelujah. And you know, when I see one Christian, I go hug him like that, because we are not just hugging somebody. We just, because Holy Spirit in us, is make us closer than brother and sister. Because he's in us. Christ in me, hugging Christ in you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to do one worship, if it's okay with you guys. In a worship, it's going to be in English for you to understand what is that. And also I'm going to sing in Farsi the same song. Also understand and have a translation for tongue, like something like that. And if you be ready, please, everybody stand. We're going to start worship. Thank you. This song, I believe, is a Messianic song and translated to Armenian, from Armenian to Persian. It's a very amazing, anointed song. I don't know, guitar sound is coming? Coming? Okay, it's good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, brother.
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. Holy, holy, Lord, for your name is holy, holy, Lord, for your name is holy, holy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you.
Are you encouraged? Let me share one scripture. You can have a seat real quick. There's a scripture that I just... I don't know about you, but when I watch the news and see what's going on in Egypt, and we talk about the Muslims, and then, you know, you have the Protestants, and then you have the Catholics, and then you have all these groups, and you know what? God doesn't see groups. God sees people, and He died for every one of us and rose again that third day. And that's what's key, is meeting Jesus. It's not changing religion. It's meeting Jesus. Amen? Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." If you're here this morning, and, you know, it's very possible that you may be very religious. You may come from a traditional background, a religious traditional background, and you're thinking, well, I was raised that way. I was born that way. My great-great-great-grandmother believed it. My great-great-grandmother, and this is who I am. I'm going to be this religion. I'm going to be this tradition or whatnot. I hope you're encouraged by what you heard from Joseph. It's not about religion and hanging on to a religion. It's about having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Understanding the very presence of the living God in your life through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I just want to give an opportunity. You've heard an amazing testimony of what the Lord can do. I want you to know that the Lord can do the same thing in your life. Have you received Christ? Have you opened your heart to Jesus Christ? If you haven't, I want to give you an opportunity to pray and receive Him right now. You need to indicate that to me. Say, "Terry, that's me." Raise your hand high so I can see it. Anybody here this morning? I see you over here on the right, in the back. Anybody else? I see you in the back. Raise your hand high. Three of you. All right, you can put your hands down. I'm going to lead you right now in a prayer of salvation. It's just simply inviting Christ to be your Savior. You're asking Him to save you. So in the quietness of your heart, pray with me. Pray, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to walk with you and follow you now. all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer to receive Christ, I'm going to ask you to come forward and meet with our counselors to my right, to your left. They have some books and materials that they'd like to give you in beginning your walk with Jesus Christ. And also, if you'd like to say hello to Joseph, he'll be up here as well, and I'll be there to receive you as well. Let's stand and end with a word of song. I'll put it that way. Worship song.
We can see that God's